Blog Talk Radio.
Can we get that music up?
Sissy half cocker. I am patient to the outpatient, or at least outrunning. This countdown to heartache or cunning is card. For 120 MPH, down a long drag. I took a long drag on some bottles of smoke.
Like energy, I went like Hannibal. Fit stylist, use the wireless, become stylist. Remain razor sharp, well tuned like harps. Keen to every scene like a guillotine. Split leaves in green, make speeches like the dean. On school, use the tool taught from a mentor. Use the slap some for slander. Answer no question, that leaves you guessing. Lesson one, fuck the humdrum. The daily operation, to find a location. To rock the mic roundabout, like down and out. Make it reach the scout, to stay high like the Alps. Indigenous with cannabis, many times ran the bus. Many times ran the cuss, at the shit around us. No unwilling lyrical killing, fulfilling us. Legacy of an MC, unknown like the lab for the clone, longitude lab to where I'm at. Ready for combat, in the citywide landslide of raps. Oh shit.
Fiend for the mic,
fiend for the mic.
Sincere over mic space. Welcome to the house of respect.
Oh shit.
What
the
you could have thought?
The gods built.
It's the monster that gods built. Fiend for the mic, sincere over mic space.
Life story. I heard it 12 times. 12 different niggas in 12 whack rhymes. Blow smoke, mic gas. 20 feet off Oak Branch. Like white supremacists. Watch the verse, man. The skill is unbridled. No need for sun visors. Coldest memory has been. Watching whack rappers and sound check wound up. From prestigious to new past to old habits. I can't let go of seasons fragile like babies. Pussy shown. Delivery, I'm wiry. Sexualizing ball signs and signifying, or should I say, I transcend, make my walk too big for short steppers. Fuck while you fall, pretend it's while you brawl, rhyme is while we look cross. You in the act of our reaction, shun, slap a motherfucker, watch his eye jump. Yo, cut your loss, laugh it off.
Oh shit,
what you could have thought? It's the monster that God built. Feed
for the mic.
Welcome to the house of respect.
Oh shit. What you could have thought?
It's the monsters of God's bill. Your fiend for the mic.
Lyrical buck twice. Check the device. Cut like in Christ. Sharpen like a glass. Frame no name. Just an imprint from this blueprint. A verbal conductor. A verbal motherfucker. Go back to your hoopla. Pay quarter bowl. I'm lyrical testing with notables. I stay hopeable. Confident rising like fire.
Not to come up in your head like. What's to become wonder out the steady stare, paperweight, rap mache, holding candy that's sweet. Yo, I'm never courteous in the heat, or at the surface of the peak. The cheeker thing, embarrassed when I blink. Cabbage thought like it be an infant till I impose. Yo, precinct thieves, method jailhouse lyric. Look, my silver stars shine for exploit. Fuck a common voice, my niggas ill. Walking upright, under office tables, till we prevail more. Rush to underscore, to translate. The walk of life out odds consulted. I mean, the odds is insulting. Y'all can't get in, we too thick. Touch the topic like clitoris. Shelter a sentence that's bastard. Mute the mongrel and sheep's cotton brief. Consider this, my gun draw at y'all proposal. Light film at museums that I walk about, chief till cotton mouth. Aroused like a proud restless sex for the kill off. Blacks ill off, Jake's ill off cords. Only right so as not to harm a fugitive thought. Oh shit.
What you could have thought? It's the gods that monsters built. Fiend for the mic.
Okay, welcome to Flavor News Radio. Tonight we are bringing you a 4-week series called Dope Emporium Features. We have a festival here in Seattle, Washington that is known as Dope Emporium, and it is taking place on November 13th at Washington Hall from 4 p.m. to midnight, which is bringing together a variety of hip-hop heads and the elements of hip-hop from right here in the Pacific Northwest, joining hands with our community and, you know, honoring the youth of our community also. So I'm really, really excited tonight. We are bringing on a very, very special feature guest along with several of his crew members. I am featuring Morpheus Magnetic from the Greenhouse Studios, the Emojo Peace Center. So let me click on the link and bring them in right now. Morpheus, are you there?
Peace, peace, Lady Flavor, how you doing?
Peace and blessings. Thank you so much for agreeing to do the show tonight. I know it was last minute, but you stepped up for me, and I really, really appreciate it. So so do you have some of your other peeps with you?
Yep. In fact, everybody want to just introduce themselves? They can speak for themselves.
Yeah, go ahead and introduce yourselves.
The MCs, masters of the ceremony. Peace, peace.
Say peace, Magic.
Yo, peace, peace. This is MG.
Man.
Oh, man, I make beats, I produce, I rap, I sing, you know, songwrite, work youth outreach to the kids, you know, avid member of my community, you know.
All right.
What's your name, fam? My name is E-Rich. I'm a singer. You know, I'm out here at the Peace Center doing my thing right here in the studio. My name is Magic.
Peace, peace.
Peace. God, Culture, King, Allah, MC named God and Dream, just building righteously here at the Emoji Face Peace Center.
Yep. So, you know, that's who's in here today. But, you know, usually it's like 10, 20 people up in here in the studio recording, writing, you know.
Okay, okay. And definitely I will, you know, I will bring you back on, Morpheus, you know, with everybody from the Greenhouse Studios in the future so we can just do a feature with all of you, like a two-hour feature, so we can play, you know, several of the tracks and get to know all the artists that are involved over there at the Emojo Fest Peace Center. And it's something exciting. I have to say that when I saw you the other day at the Silk Emporium, you know, meeting and got to, you know, hear some of the artists from your crew speak, it energized me. You know, hip-hop is something that's new to me. And so getting to know the different people here in the Pacific Northwest to the different elements and stuff is something really exciting. And I'm very, very honored to be a part of Dope Emporium this year. From my understanding, and you can correct me, Matthias, it has been in existence since 2006?
Yep, since like 2006. I remember the first one, I think it jumped off in Georgetown, and it was like, man, whew, at least 1,500-something people that I saw come through.
Really?
The outside stage and the inside stage, and, you know, it was all the different flavors of hip-hop in the town, all the different colors, all the different flavors, the different neighborhoods, different sounds. You know, I guess that's the concept of Dope Emporium, is that it's all these different flavors of hip-hop, you know, coming at you, so you can taste it all, see?
Okay. So for those of our listeners, you know, can you break it down for us, either you, Morpheus, or one of your members there, can you break it down? What are the different elements of hip-hop that they may come out and experience at Dope Emporium 2010?
I'm not fully 100% aware of what the accolades, you know, is going to be. But from the people that I see, I'm seeing Santonio Bandanas. I'm seeing Young Magic. I'm seeing E-Rich. I'm seeing Ras P. And I just see a whole host of talented people that I've seen perform. And as an MC, I like to watch these people perform. You see what I'm saying? So,
okay.
Yeah, I'm not just coming to perform. I'm coming to be entertained.
Right, I understand. I'm looking forward to it. You know, again, this is something that's new for me. So to be able, you know, to be in the same building with, you know, all these amazing talents from my hometown and all the different elements of hip-hop, we'll be having, you know, a variety of MCs to B-boy, B-girls, graffiti artists, spoken word artists, you know. And anybody that's listening, if you are not aware of Dope Emporium and you want to find out more, hit us up at dopeemporium@gmail.com, and one of the committee members will definitely get back to you, answer your questions, and give you more information. I just want to read something that I found in an article. This was actually written back in 2007, and it was a write-up about going into Dope Emporium for 2007. It says, "The unique vision and magnetic energy behind Dope Emporium evolved from the growing movement of creative collaborations, unity in the local hip-hop community. And then one of the founders of Dope Emporium, this is a quote from him that says, "This is a platform for everyone to come together to build strength and unity for the next generations of messengers and activists." So, so do you think that the things that I just read, Morpheus, is pretty accurate from, you know, your involvement with Dope Emporium?
Absolutely, because one thing that we always highlight with Dope Emporium is that it's all ages, you know, to where the stuff that's being said from the stage is something that all ages, you know, everybody can hear. It's suitable for a PG or even a G audience, you know. And there's not too many shows that you can go to around here that are like that, of any type of music, you know. So that's one thing I always liked about it, you know, that I could bring, invite younger people to be able to come. You know, there's not all and whatnot, and, you know, it's not that type of environment. It's an environment where kids can come and enjoy music and see that it's not drugs and alcohol anywhere, you know, because I feel like sometimes drugs and alcohol are associated with music. I don't like that, you know. So if people can see something else, then, you know, yeah, I think they'll treat the music differently.
So what can you explain to the listening audience the name Dope Emporium? I know there's been some controversy, especially this year, around the name Dope Emporium. So can you just clear up what that actually means?
Okay, you know, it's like dope is like a musical aphrodisiac. Something that you listen to that lifts you so that you don't have to take drugs. You see what I'm saying? Because, I mean, originally music was the first drug, you know. It's like an aphrodisiac. It makes you feel better. It's tuned into your seven chakras, everything, your sensory nerves, everything. It relaxes you. So it's a form of dope that doesn't have bad side effects, only good side effects, you know.
There you go. Well, I want to play something that I consider dope, and this is a piece by none other than Morpheus, who is on the line with us right now, and this is a piece called The Rain.
Kidnapped, stolen from my family, stripped from my homeland.
Rain down, 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 r
sunshine over and over again. I hear the rain, I see the rain, I hear it coming down. I hear the rain, I see the rain, and I know that it's coming down. I wonder you amount to, and I don't even know what to tell you. Observing my people, they're looking confused. You say one, I say two. I say, well, what do we amount to? And I don't even know what to tell you. Observing my people, they're looking confused. You say one, I say two. Black man, get your head right. Looking deep inside your soul. Integrating body, spirit, and mind, and make the three part soul. So you and I are spiritual beings, and spirits in the physical. The maker, owner, and the cream of the planet, cause God ain't invisible, no.
All right, we were just listening to The Rain by Morpheus Magnetic. I have to tell you, that's hot, Morpheus. That just kind of surprised me. I know I've only, well, really kind of met you, seen you twice now, and I just had no idea, so I was pleasantly surprised when you sent me the tracks.
Oh, thank you very much, sister. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. So is there anybody that's there with you that's going to be performing on stage at Emoja Fest? I mean, excuse me, not at Emoja Fest, at Dope Emporium?
Yeah, in fact, I'm sitting next to one of our young vocalists. His name is E. Rich, and he's featuring on a lot of the hip-hop tracks. And he just recently got on a track. We're going to give it to y'all. It's called Blow Your Mind. Did you want to give him a little taste real quick, E?
Yeah, just give him a little taste. Just take something for him.
Oh,
we're
gonna
blow
get some freestyle.
Yeah.
Yes, you know. That's it? Come on now. Don't tease us like that. You know you can give us a little bit more. Okay.
I'm just trying to think of what to sing because I forgot my lyrics that I wrote for the Blow Your Mind backtrack.
Well, just okay. You know what? Why don't you freestyle?
Okay.
And that's my word. Hey, need in this life, I need a living life for the people. Not the ice tea to say it. She said, I'm so sad. Get you this close, I'ma blow your mind back.
Yeah, and that's my word. My deed in this life, I need a living life for the people. Not the ice tea.
It's all in the day's work. I swear they want me in the zoo like caged dirt. From the spirits and the souls that I ain't never met. I keep it thoroughbred, pound for pound, set to set. Ha! Give me the mic and watch me blow your mind. I'm an MC, I feel the crowd, once the showtime. Torn on the track, it'll be a rap in no time. I'm on my white king, so MG stands for Mo Grind. Plus, I run machines like Robotica. Call my girl Joe, that's definition of exotica with no hypnotica. But if you ask me when I'm flipping, I have a Merc hand. Give me gin with no tonica. I'm zoned out like LeBron, Chris, and Dwayne. Rappers are just rappers. They all sound the same. I ain't no one-hit wonder. I ain't Miss Bleak. I'm trying to get it popping in Europe. Blitzkrieg.
The stand is on track. When I hit the stage, I'm going to build your mind back.
Yep, that's your man. Okay, Jack MG, musical guru. So where can we find out more about you? Where can we find you online?
Man, you can find me at the Peace Center.
Okay,
707 24th Avenue, Seattle, Washington, 98122.
Yep, back at the post office.
Okay. So, again, you know, everybody, you need to come out listening to this show in the Pacific Northwest. Man, even if you're across the United States or across the globe, you need to get to Seattle for November 13th. for the Dope Emporium, Seattle's Hip Hop Festival. There's just going to be so much going on, and this young man that you just heard, he's going to be on stage that night or that afternoon. So is there anybody out there also with you, Morpheus, that wants to freestyle, or all of them, you want to freestyle together?
I wish we could get it clear, because we got a new song that we just made. I'd love to play that for y'all.
Yeah, we could play this track, you know, because that's what we do over here.
You could try, and let's see how clear it comes through.
All right, let's see.
Can you hear that?
I can, yes.
Yeah.
I feel a cool breeze, up with my mind with ease. I feel kind of pleased, go through my refined degrees. Beautiful sunny day, no worry about money day. That's how I become the day. Also, sleep on the play, or slow, lay back. This is how we hit the town. Whenever we stick the town, you know how we get around. The instrument is warm weather, to get together. All of my friends is paid, roll the blaze. Turn the system up loud like I tell you, man. I like to talk to people, you should think about the people. See me on the block with people, only like to talk to equals. And inequalities, principles, and policies. I stay at tissue consistently, and modestly, the head not hype. Hypnotic, hydroponic, so we need it, babe. Here in Seattle, get out of the country. Pushing to the max, pay attention, get ready for them, boy, you're not there. And it's my word, my heat, my life, my need. Living life for the people that the ice is in. I'm sitting on the track, and once I hit the stage, I'm gonna run and grind. And it's my word, my heat, my life, my need. Living life for the people that the ice is in. I took it to a whole nother height like a bungee jump. I'm off the Belvedere Bridge, can't swim with my life jacket button. I don't want to die until I make two of certified visually. You just get breakfast, no lunch. I ain't eat dinner. Get a celebrate. We just chilling at the peace. Really though, we are no all about slapping. We need community. We ain't having. Begging you to less, rest, and take the rest. It ain't legal, dog, but you gotta do your best. For kitchen dishes, gourmet chefs. I don't know if it's better, but I take a guess. Take a wonder. Or take a number. We in line for success, so all we got is suffer. In the coldest winter, hottest summer, calling us these the biggest one is the government. That's my word. I need this life. I need to live a life for the people that the ice to cheese.
You know I had to do it in. It's Young Magic. Bring the beat back through it in. Look, I keep it hot on the radio. They bump me everywhere, all in your ratio. Look. Cracking like pistachio. Get my money daily, cause you know I'm off the pass and go. No, that ain't Monopoly. But I feel like I just gotta set my bars up, cause most of these rappers rap sloppily. Yeah, I'm never off track, keep it on my team. I do my thing in the greenhouse growing green. Yeah, and it feels like energy. I'm just rhyming through my words like synergy. Matter of fact, I could take them to the back and postal, and we right next door to the dang postal. Yeah, you know my service, and if they need it, don't you ever feel nervous. Just work it. Hey.
Yep.
Okay.
We got to get it live direct with your PC.
y'all got me over here grinning. I'm just like, man, I'm loving it. I should have scheduled this show to be longer, but unfortunately we only got like 5 minutes left in the show. So you know what, Morpheus, let me jump in and play the last track that you sent me so I can get that in, and then you can close us out with a little bit more about you, where they can find more information out about you and your CD and Dope Emporium. So let me jump into The Standard by Morpheus Magnetic.
every day. Sure, huh? So you can be clean. But for the mental, we study math every day. That's the challenge.
Not a dope boy with soup to tell you. All I really got is some truth to tell you. And hopefully, maybe you're the song compels you to take off the cross that falls and nails you to. Boss concepts, tens and rams. Virginia slams, gems and fitted brands. In 2009, we're $1 billion people with world class stocks and plots to stack knots. And once the blank data caught up, infatuated. Mind ain't activated, marinated, saturated. In the realm of the fifth floor, in the filthy notes, no, can't tilt me. Thoroughbreds built me, crystals that hit me, smooth as silk. I resurrect the man and stand who once lived down to his lower lust desires. Burning in the fire of this black messiah, sire. First set of standard, could be your own man, stand the original. Teach the world with the gifts that was given you. Is your religion true, myth for historical? Real good, plus people's visit oracles. In this merry-go-round we call America, media pouring poison on your character. Teach nobody nothing, they don't want to learn. Leave them in their own hell, let their bodies burn. Like a burning bush, hear the voice of God. Vision into intuition, every culture high. Right brain, left brain, spark alliances. That's the link between the arts and the sciences. Where my giants is, who can master both? Like the light in the fire moving past me. Technology's the odyssey, the permanent link. Relax your cosmetology with one kick, the time, the blink of an eye. We reconnect your links to the sky. We redefine what you think is fly. All you see is dark like ink in your eye. Deep, deep in the mentor, linked to the eye. Walk through the desert with a drink for the dry. It's a water bearer to touch the new era. It's like aloe vera, heals the mind mirror. Crystals are clearer than the well is in them. Bones in the valley, gemstones at the rally. I begin the finale at the table of contents. First chapter is the end of the nonsense. Been a long time since game been tight. I'ma ignite the flames under lamps tonight with light.
Where can we find more about you online and about your CD that you have?
Well, what I'm doing right now is that I'm putting out a I'm putting out a triple album. It's called the Skrillogy, and it's probably going to drop. The first single from that is going to drop on November the 13th. You'll be able to get that at Dope Emporium if you come. That's the only place you'll be able to get it. And the rest of it, you know, it'll come as it needs to come. You know, if people are interested in it, they can get at me, you know, at kenyattoamen@gmail.com, or you can go, you can look at my MySpace/Red Eye Movement, or you can go just to Morpheus Magnetic, and that's Morpheus is spelled MOORPHEUSMAGNETIK, you know, Facebook me. You know how we do it, social media, y'all. Never formal, just
okay,
normal.
So why don't you tell us, before we close out the show, tell us about Emoji Peace Center and about Greenhouse Studios.
Okay. I'm going to say about 3 years ago, there was two houses that crack was being sold out of. We came in, we got those people out, we came in, cleaned the place, you know, actually took toilets full of feces outside, cleaned out the place, got the rats out, and made it into a community center, you know. And the concept behind it is what we call a communiversity, where the community comes together with what they know and what they have and their resources and teach, you know, not just teaching the young, but teaching just people who want to know. Some of the projects that are here is, of course, the studio, Greenhouse Studios. We're growing some of the best soul, hip-hop soul that you're going to find in the region, probably in the world, you know, inspired by people like Quincy Jones, Bruce Lee, you know, what's the brother named? Butterfly from Diggable Planets, you know. So a lot of good musicians come through Seattle. So we're pretty much carrying on that legacy in the form of music, but, you know, also just as far as just community activism, you know, people like Aaron Dixon, people like my dad, Ron Johnson, they had something similar to this, but it was not during the time of hip-hop. So it was just Sidney Miller Clinic. You see what I'm saying? Or they had the medical clinic. But now in the time of hip-hop, you know, we use the people's interests, the arts and whatnot, and then we draw them and we show them the activism and, you know what I'm saying, what determination can do, you know, because we can't really go back to the 70s, you know, but we can use the tools that we have now to kind of demonstrate some of the things they gave us. Yeah.
I agree. I love that. So is there a website or anything that people can go to find out more about Emoji Fest Peace Center and Greenhouse Studios?
Yep, it's just Emoji Fest Peace Center. Put it in Google.
Okay. Is it .org or is it .com?
I think it's .com.
.com, okay. I would definitely suggest that everybody go and Google and find out more about Emoji Peace Center. It's got some absolutely amazing things going on throughout the year. In this community, and it's honestly just down the street from where I live, Morpheus. So I would love to set up a time where I can come over and sit with you and the artists from Greenhouse Studios and do an interview and give you so much due shine, you know, not just here in the Pacific Northwest but across the world, because I think that you are definitely deserving of that. So, Morpheus, since this is supposed to be about Dope Emporium, can you just finish us off and tell us why people should come out November 13th to Dope Emporium 2010.
Because what you're going to experience is not anything that you can get on TV. Hip-hop is more of a live, interactive experience. It's not a spectator sport. It's something that you want to participate in. And when you're watching something on TV or even listening to it on the radio, you can't really interact with it. You see what I'm saying? That's what's going to be going
uh-huh.
on. Be involved with it. It's going to be just MCs and entertainers in general who know how to move the crowd and really interact with the crowd and make you really feel it. And they're going to be speaking things that are a common experience. They're not talking about a $100,000 car that none of us can afford. They're talking about regular, everyday experiences that you and I experience. Yep, over dope beats.
There you go. So anybody wanting to find out more about Dope Emporium, you can find us all over the internet. Just Google Dope Emporium. You can, if you want to contact the committee directly, just contact dopeemporium@gmail.com, and one of the committee members will get right back to you. Are any of the artists still with you, Morpheus?
Yep. My man, E-Rich,
okay,
right here.
Anybody?
Okay,
anybody want to give a last shout out, a last freestyle, a last anything before we shut down?
I want to give a last shout out to my mom, Pamela Haynes, and my little sister, Samara. My name is E-Rich. You know, I'm out here at the Peace Center doing my thing in the studio, about to go on this track.
Okay.
Magic.
Magic over here in the studio with his afro forked out and stuff, looking like homeboy from Goody Mob. What's going on?
All right. Okay, well, I want to thank all of you so much for taking time out this evening at the last minute. I know that you've got things that you've got to get going here in the next few minutes, but I thank you so much for coming out and representing the Pacific Northwest, representing Seattle, the Mojo Peace Center, Greenhouse Studios, and Morpheus. Thank you so very, very much, and I look forward to being a part of this amazing event, Dope Emporium, with you and Rest.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Peace and love from the Peace Center. You guys want to come see us, 1107 24th Avenue, Seattle, Washington, 98122.
The only thing I can say is keep your eyes open for the MultiFest Peace Center. And, yeah, we need a lot of help because we've been applying and trying to get into a lot of different spots in the community, things that would be building green and going good for the community. And it seems like they just keep counting us out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we haven't lost hope. But we need everybody's help and support, you know, especially with the Horace Mann building. Right now, they're currently going to give it to some guy who, the guy who's going to be running it's not even from this country, let alone this community. So, I mean, people who aren't from this community usually don't care about the people that are in the community and the way that their decisions affect the people who are from the community and live in the community. So, I mean, like I said, the MultiFest Peace Center, we are for the community, in the community, and by the community. You know what I'm saying? So come see us. 1107 24th Avenue, Seattle, Washington, 98122. Yeah, on the cross streets of 24th and Spring, just in case you get confused.
Yeah.
Yeah, my name is MG, Monterey Jack.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Peace.
All right. I appreciate that. Everybody come out. Contact and support the Mojo Peace Center. They're doing some amazing things, and they're very, very deserving of your support, whether you're here, right here in the central area, outside the central area, or outside of the Seattle area. Support the Mojo Peace Center and Dope Emporium. So thank you so much, everyone, and we'll be seeing you soon. I'll be down there at the Mojo Peace Center on Saturday.
All right. We will see you on Saturday, Lady Flavor. Keep the flavor going.
All righty. Thank you so much. All right, take care, and I will see you soon. Thank you, everyone, that came out to listen to the show live, to those that come back and listen to the archives. Morpheus, I'll be sending you the link so that you can listen to it and share it with your people, and let's get the word out. Dope Emporium, November 13th at Washington Hall. Thank you so much. Good night.
Peace.